Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is the most honorable personality in creation and also the most pious amongst all. In addition to that, he alayhi salatu wasalam possesses the best conduct. Hazrat Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala says that the possessor of best conduct, the beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, possessed best conduct amongst all. And Sayyiduna Bar'a bin Azib radiyallahu ta'ala says that Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam was most handsome amongst all humans and possessed the best conduct amongst all. Subhanallah. So, my dear respected Islamic brothers, we should also possess good conduct and manners. And our good conduct and mannerism should be such that non-believers accept Islam after looking at us. And they should quote our example that these are true Muslims. When Muslims have such good conduct, then what would be the state of great conduct of Prophet of Islam? Indeed, we should be like that. When we walk, we should walk in a manner while our gazes are lowered. Our Islam teaches us that when you walk, you should walk on one side and walk in a respectful manner while lowering your gazes. Look, how beautiful is our religion, Islam. It guides us on each and every step of the way. Hence, we should try to become means of spreading this beautiful religion. Instead, someone points finger on us and says, Muslims are like this. One should feel ashamed if finger is raised upon him because of his bad attitude and bad manners. Actually, that finger is raised on religion because of his character. Hence, we should focus on our attitude, our manners. We should try and adopt good manners, good habits. May Allah make our character and attitude beautiful.